We're going. Okay, so we're starting, and here comes my wife.
So, welcome everybody. We're so glad that you're here sharing with us tonight. This is always a very special time. Tonight's going to be fun in one respect, that we're focusing on the anointing, and being in the anointing, being in the presence of God, is a wonderful, joyful thing. In his presence is fullness of joy. So tonight we want to focus on the anointing. Very, very important. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently tonight from how we would normally do it, even on a Zoom Friday. We're going to play one song, which is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And that's sort of kind of become a theme song for ABC because it focuses on truth and our theme of being founded on the word and being led by the Spirit is reflected in this song. So we'll start with that. And then after that, then we're going to do things what may seem a little bit backwards. We're going to have Pastor Joshua teach, and then he'll be leading praise and worship, and then that will be the ending. So, except for communion. So let me review here. We'll play the one song, and then I will come back. And by the way, we're expecting this service to be estimated perhaps around 1 hour. Okay. But again, the anointing is the key. And each one of you just think in terms of you and God. You know, the rest of us are here, but for each one of us, it's just our focus is on God and his anointing coming down on each one of us, because what we're learning tonight is how we can do this at home when we're alone, and how to pull down the anointing, how to draw on the presence of God. And each one of us can learn from this tonight. And so I will be, after we do that, then I will be doing I'll pray over the tithes and offerings. And then we have a couple of testimonies. So pay attention, Frida. I'll give one and then I'll call on you for yours. Okay. And then I'll do announcements, and then I'll be turning it over to Pastor Joshua. But at the very end, I will be leading in communion after the praise and worship. And after communion, when I say the service is now ended, we want to keep the peace. We want to keep the silence. We want to keep the anointing. And so at the end, we'll just all smile and wave goodbye to each other. Okay? Got that? Okay, so Battle Hymn of the Republic, Maestro.
Have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He's sounding forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He's sifting out the hearts of men before the judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my son, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died,
thank you, Bill. I saw your hand waving and I'm like, why is he waving? And then I looked and realized, thank you very much. What I was saying is that tithes and offerings are so important to God. And so they are very important to us. And this is a very important part of the service where we offer unto God all the tithes and offerings that have come in each service. We pray over them. Each service, we offer them unto God. Jesus stands at the right hand of the Father, ready and waiting and excited because he sees his kids obedient. He sees his kids getting it, understanding the importance of obedience to God in the area of finances. And so, Lord, it's our privilege, it's our honor to bring these tithes and offerings before you, thanking you, Lord, for blessing them, for blessing the people for their obedience, for blessing them according to the promises in your word, for you loose their angels to carry out these assignments, these promises, the fulfillment of them in the lives of each one. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that as we each one give of our tithes and offerings, we can expect mighty things to happen in our lives, even as your word promises, Lord. We can trust you 100%. We can look forward to and expect great and mighty things in our lives, no matter what's going on around us, no matter what the situation is. We know that, Lord, you are in charge of our lives because we have put you in charge of our lives. As we tithe and give offerings, we are choosing to partner with you and to have you work with us in this area of finances. We are blessed, truly blessed, empowered to prosper, and we give you all praise and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now we do have a couple of testimonies to share. One of them I have on text here. Donna Gentle sent a request to Pastor Joshua for prayer for her brother, Joey. She had said when this came in that Joey had just gotten transferred from his home to the local community hospital. He was being challenged with low oxygen, 73%, where it should be 90 to 97. He's blue in the face and has high blood pressure, and he was not even coherent. And the same day we received the praise report back. Hi, I have a praise report. Just spoke to the nurse, oxygen normal, all tests normal, blood pressure 114 over 68, blood sugar 103. He is speaking. I told them it was a miracle. My church prayed, I prayed, Jesus healed them. They're sending him back home today. Praise the Lord. God works wonderful things, right, Frida?
Amen.
Okay, you've unmuted yourself, so go ahead and share, Dara.
Well, a couple of years ago, I have a cousin who lives in Paonia, Colorado, and she called me, and she said, Frida, could you pray for Wally? And Wally is a friend of hers. He's a former monk. And she said Wally was having some real digestive intestinal problems and wanted to go to the hospital. And she said, Frida, it's really snowy and it's dark and the hospital is about 30 minutes away. She said, you know, I'm really dubious about driving him there. And I said, sure, I'll pray for Wally. And so I cleansed him of his sins. I did a couple of general affirmations and a couple of specific affirmations. We hung up. And the next day, my cousin left me a text and she said, Frida, Wally is feeling better today and he's eating.
And he never went to the hospital, right?
No. So praise the Lord.
Praise God. So Frida's testimony, I mean, she just lives the word. She shares the word. She ministers to others and she sees the results because God's word is true. So thank you very much for sharing that, Frida.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
My pleasure.
Okay. Now, announcements. In case anyone missed it, because we got kind of a late start in announcing this and we apologize for that. Today is the official first day of the 21-day fast for January, with Friday, January 27th being the end. Now, because it is short notice, if that didn't work out so well for you, talk to the Lord about it and see if he wants to change the dates for you. Otherwise, it's today, went on at 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock on Friday the 27th will be off. And remember, during this fast, it's special eating, putting our bodies under and heavy duty on prayer. Prayer for ourselves, our families, our church, the things God's doing, the websites that we have out there. We want to draw people from around the world to hear the word of God as it is shared through ABC websites. Okay. And Pastors James and Karen are encouraging everybody to invite family and friends to the Wednesday evening Overcomers Club. And if you have somebody in mind that would like to join, be sure to let them know in advance what that person's name and email address is, so they can be sent the links so they can join in and participate. And speaking of the Overcomers Club, the service from two nights ago has now been loaded on ABC Church On Demand under the home tab where you usually find the rebroadcasts. So if you missed out or you want to see it again from Wednesday night, it's ready for you. And that's it as far as announcements. So just a reminder that we're going to close with communion, and we just keep the anointing and keep precious silence, smiling and waving as we leave. And now I'll turn it over to Pastor Josh.
Well, hello all. I'm sorry we got off to a late start. About 20 minutes past six, I came out to launch it. Everything was all set and ready to go. All I had to do hit was start, and the computer was down. Took me 20 minutes to get it back up. So I was 10 minutes late. So for those of you who are inconvenienced, my apologies. So tonight we're going to do something that's very, very important. We're going to have a short teaching. I'm going to try to make it a short teaching. And then we're going to close with a praise and worship. The title of the teaching is How to Enter the Place of Glory. The place of glory is that place of anointing. We are in the presence of God, and you can feel the anointing, and the glory of God is around you and in you. And when you're in that place, you really don't want to leave. You don't want that anointing to leave you. You want to stay there forever, which I suppose eventually we all will when we get raptured. Now, why this is important, it's because, as you all know, I am highly focused on being alive and remaining when Jesus returns. And I'm highly focused on the hope that you'll always, all of you, will be there with me. To do that, each of you needs to be able to move into that place of glory, maybe not the full glory, but into a place of anointing just about any time. For example, I find if I raise my hands, the anointing comes faster. So it's only been a few seconds, and the anointing up in me is so strong that I'd rather continue this for quite a while. That's what each person needs to be able to do. It takes time with God, it takes practice, and most of all, it takes the desire. To desire to know God, to love God, to be in His presence. The expression, the place of glory, to my knowledge, comes from Ruth Ward Heflin. She wrote a book called Glory, Experiencing the Atmosphere of Heaven. Outstanding book on praise and worship. Now, I had a friend, he's in heaven now. His name is Joe Cantaldi. And Joe was the first person that I knew who desired to be in a place of worship 24 hours a day. He's the only person I know who went to bed with earphones on, with worship music playing. Every night, earphones on, worship music playing. Worship music always playing in his home. Joe moved to a point of anointing that he once in a service announced, because the Lord had told him, that the first person up in the healing line would be instantly healed. The first person up was a blind lady in front, blind in both eyes. Joe prayed for her, instantly healing in both eyes. About 10 years after I learned about praise and worship, Pastor Adi at Living Hope Fellowship taught on it. And her text was Ruth Ward Heflin's book. And so I had started implementing it at ABC and practicing it. And about 10 years later, we were overseas and met Steve Kuban.
Yes, it was on one of our trips to the Philippines. He was the praise and worship leader for the conference we were attending. And we were very impressed to see that he understood what we had already learned from the Holy Spirit about praise and worship, about how to do it, the order, and so forth, and how to bring in the presence of the Lord. Now, the name may sound vaguely familiar. We would sing some of his songs that you may remember. For the Lord is my tower, in the presence, sanctuary, Lord, prepare me. The name of the Lord, Lord, I lift your name on high, and hallowed be thy name, where he incorporates a lot of the Jehovah names of God into that song. And these are wonderful songs that he himself has written and we have been blessed with.
And Steve led us in worship and at least one of our miracle services when we had them at the Marriott Hotel. Steve has been a praise and worship leader in at least four continents that I'm aware of. The only one I don't know about is South America. And very powerful man of God. Now, how did I get into this area of being so absorbed in praise and worship? Well, let me tell you about my first experience with singing. And I want each of you to understand very clearly, the purpose of this evening's lesson is to move each of you closer to God in at least two ways. One is to overcome in your life a challenge that you know is there that you have not yet mastered. We need to master every challenge in our life. And the second way is hopefully to pass on to each of you a new way or an improved way of moving into that place of glory. So as I talk about myself for the next few minutes, I want you to apply it to yourself, to your challenges, especially the ones you know about. Especially the ones you know about and have either not addressed it or you've had difficulty overcoming it. Right now, I'm not so much talking about healing challenges, physical challenges, or financial challenges. All of these can be addressed in this manner. I'm really primarily talking about, shall we say, bad habits, demonic habits, strongholds in your life that you know they just don't belong there. A very common one is fear, which is the one I'm going to use for myself as I talk. Fear, impatience, offense. There are many strongholds. So in my first exposure with singing, I was in high school and all my friends were going out for the choir. So I joined and went along. There were about maybe, I'm guessing, 200 students, and we're all singing, and I'm up there trying to be lost in the crowd. And when we finished singing a couple of songs, he pointed to me and said, "You, Wong, get out. You're monotone," and kicked me out in front of all my friends and about 200 students. It was not the greatest high point of my life. It affected me a lot. I wasn't really singing before on my own. I didn't sing again on my own. Until I got saved. Decades later, I got saved. And in the small, they weren't small, they were like 500 people, but in the Bible study, as opposed to the main church, we'd have wonderful time singing these short songs, choruses, and I really got into it. But the thought of leading a group petrified me. I'm the person who went through college and was so afraid of public speaking, I never took a class in which I had to speak before the class. I rarely ever spoke in a class throughout my entire college career. And God, with his perspective, chose me to be a pastor. So, after I got saved, I started ministering in long-term care facilities. And one evening, the lady who did the singing didn't show up. There were just, I believe, a couple of guys and beside myself. And there's nobody to sing. And the Lord said, "You go sing." So I got up and led them all in these courses, which I've been singing now for a long time. It was one of my greatest step of courage in my life. I just closed my eyes and I sang. And when I finished and opened my eyes, oh, people were in tears. They really liked it. I have no idea what it sounded like. But that was my first time singing before people. I faced my fear because I knew God wanted me to do it. Now, God pointed out to me this week as I was preparing for this, that thereafter, it reminded me of several major miracles, multiple major miracles that occurred with my ministry in convalescent hospitals, and especially at that hospital. One man I had never seen walk before. He was always in bed. And I said, "Why are you not up?" He says, "I have no hip bone." That's kind of hard to believe. He says, "True, I have no hip bone." He says, "Put your hand here and feel." I put my hand in and felt. I felt no hip bone. So I prayed for him. I spoke a hip bone into existence. Next time I came, 1 week later, he was standing. Every time I came after that, he was always standing, walking, pushing a wheelchair. He never sat down. He was always standing behind the wheelchair, pushing it. Many miracles like that. And the Lord pointed out to me today, they started after I got up. I took God's challenge and I went to a higher level. I faced my fear. I had to choose between fear and serving the devil with fear, or choosing God and being obedient to God. I chose to be obedient to God, not expecting anything. And that was the only time I sang at that place. That was the only time I sang again until I did that evangelistic set of meetings in the Warwicka Hills of Jamaica. And because the local people would not go up into the hills, I founded a church on the lower levels. And one day in the church, everybody's there except the praise and worship leader. And I had a song that I had wanted them to learn, so I sang it, which we're going to sing tonight. By his word, I have no fear in me. Most of you know it. It's a wonderful song when you're by yourself, bringing in the presence of God into your worship time. So I got up and I sang the song. Actually, I think I'm relating that story slightly incorrectly. There was a praise and worship leader there, but he did not know that song. And he was new to us. He didn't know our songs. So I said, I'd like you to lead us in this song. I said, I'll sing it, and then you can put a tune to it. Because I thought I was tuneless. And so I sang it. And when I finished, he said, that's a fine song, but what's wrong with the tune that you're using? I was pretty impressed. And I looked around, and there were people crying. And God pointed out again this week. I went up into the hills sometime thereafter, and there was a blind man. And I prayed for the blind man, blind in both eyes. The next time we had a meeting down there, the blind man showed up all by himself. He was seeing. It was after that point also, as the Lord pointed out to me this week, where the first man was raised from the dead under my ministry. And so tonight, I'm going to lead the worship. Before we get there, I want to tell you that praise is you thanking God, praising God, extolling God for what he has done. Praise is about what God has done. Praise about his mighty works. Praise is exciting. Praise is loud. Praise is fast. And of course, praise can go from very loud, very fast, don't you? A little bit noisy and slower. Worship is adoring God for who he is. Praise for his mighty works. Worship for who he is. And the way you move into this glory place is to picture entering the temple. You come from the outer area into the courtyard. You go through the gates into the courtyard. Then you enter into the holy place, the priestly area. And then where you want to go is behind the curtain into the Holy of Holies. And you do that through praise and worship. You enter his gates with thanksgiving. So you start off with songs of thanksgiving or praise of thanksgiving. Here we're focusing on praise and worship. You enter his courts with praise. Through the gates with thanksgiving, into the court of praise. You enter into the temple with worship. It's a place of worship. And you start with light worship, and you move into deep anointed worship, into the holy place, the place of glory. That's the process of praise and worship. Sometimes talented people get carried away by their talents. Wonderful talent with wonderful anointing, especially when the ministers are fasting, is a really wonderful combination. But so often the talent gets before the leading of the Spirit. And very often, talented people don't think they need to fast. Very often, as you see in many videos, the anointing is there, but it's mild. Because the focus is on the quality of the music. And it's so easy when you have good music and good videos, whether it be in real time or whether it be on videos, to treat it as entertainment. Praise and worship has nothing to do with entertainment. It has to do with you getting into the glory place with God. It has to be you training your being and your body how to bring in the anointing of God and how to respond with it. That's what I'm trying to convey to each one of you tonight. Many of you don't need this teaching, but most of you do. In healing school, semester 2, we talk about the 10 secondary methods of healing. You pray using a primary method that you do just once. Based on Mark 11, 24, you do it just once. But once you say amen, you move into that time of spiritual warfare, the time of standing in faith. And in that time of spiritual warfare, from the time you say amen until the time you say, oops, there it is, there's the manifestation. From the amen to the manifestation is a time of spiritual warfare. How do you fight that spiritual warfare? You do it with the 10 secondary methods of healing, or 10 secondary methods of warfare, depending on your perspective. They're the same 10 secondary methods, which, by the way, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Pastor Karen covered them last Sunday by total divine patterning. God put it together. I had no idea that she was going to do it, Pastor James and Karen was going to do that. And here we are, and they have no idea what I'm doing. Now, we've taught that in times of real trial, you can take these secondary methods and put them together in what we call scenarios. And that's what I'm talking about here, is as you go into your prayer time with God. Let's say your prayer time with God, your plan is to do 100 affirmations. It's wonderful and good. But one of the secondary methods is confess your sins. Cleanse yourself. And then if you do a few worship songs, the anointing comes down, and the anointing is what breaks the yoke. So the affirmations would be much more powerful when you're doing them just by confessing your sins and just by doing some praise and worship or whatever ones of the scenarios you want to do. So let's look at going from level to level. I should mention and remind you that Psalm 23 says God inhabits the praises of his people. So as you do a mini scenario emphasizing praise and worship, you're praising him to start, and God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 8, verse 2 says, praise stills the avenger, which is what you're trying to do with your affirmations. But everybody should have a prayer time in the morning, and everybody should have a prayer time at night. And this is what I'm trying to get us all to do, to incorporate and let the praise and worship lead the way. So that whatever you do in your prayer time, the impact and the power will be magnified. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hebrews 11:16 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. A lot of people don't know that. It's part of the reason why they're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God rewards those who diligently seek him. God rewards those who diligently seek him. If you recall in healing school, we said healing school semester one, we recommend you receive communion once a day and go to church at least once a week. Healing school semester two, we recommend you receive communion twice a day, once with a partner, is what the recommendation is, but two by yourself if necessary, and go to church twice a week. Semester three, recommend you go to church three times a week. We used to have a lot of services throughout the week. Today, Saturdays are free. We have no services on Saturday. We do have currently Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Sunday is only one service. We used to have three services on Friday. We don't do one service on Friday. So knowledge is very important, because with the knowledge, we can pursue God diligently. 2 Peter 1 verse 2 says, grace and peace, grace and peace. Focusing on the grace. When you have the grace, God can help you and your blessings can come. Grace and peace are multiplied through you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. How do we learn about God? How do we learn about Jesus? Through the Word of God. So the Word of God pushes the lack of knowledge back. It provides the medium for the diligence so God can reward us. It also increases the grace. The amount of grace available to you is a function of how much you know. And then, with the grace, the anointing is released. Isaiah 10, verse 27 says, the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. Destroys the yoke of bondage. Luke 5, 17, Jesus was teaching, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. He obviously was teaching on healing, and so the presence of the Lord was there to heal. And the man who came down through the roof got healed. The book of Mark ends in verse 20, Mark 16, verse 20, saying, the Holy Spirit follows to confirm the teaching of the word. Tonight, I'm teaching on praise and worship. I'm teaching that praise and worship releases the anointing in your life. I'm teaching that anointing is vital, that you know how to receive it, that you know how to make yourself receptive to it, and that you can get it, feel it, to prepare you and change you as we move into the challenging days ahead. We're saying to do that, one of the things you need to do is when God gives you the opportunity to go from level to level, to overcome a fear, and do some public speaking. To forgive somebody that you know you need to forgive. That you take these opportunities to go to a higher level. Because if you keep turning down these opportunities, that's called rebellion. And none of us want to be in rebellion. For rebellion is as witchcraft. So we go from level to level by overcoming the challenges. And we want to hear God's voice. You'll hear him so much clearer when you're under the anointing. So as we go into praise and worship, the idea here is not that I am entertaining you. Frankly, what I do should really be almost totally unimportant to what you do. What I want you to do is make sure that you're muted and kick back and worship God as best as you can. Desire that you can feel that anointing come up in you and the glory of God touching your body. Not because you want healing or financial breakthroughs or whatever. Just because you are chasing the giver, not the gift. You're chasing God. God, the great creator, lives in you. The Spirit of God is on you. The glory of God is available to come on you. And it will as you lose yourself in worshiping Him. Do not underestimate the power of worship. And please start incorporating it into your own personal life. That's why all these short songs are available, were sent to you by email. And if you can't print a Word document, they are online on the PDF with PDFs that you can print. I urge you to get these song sheets and incorporate them into your time with God. So with that, we're going to go into praise and worship.
You stretch it over.
Yes. Okay, you should all be muted. It's all the way over here. Can you see it over here? Maybe we should change sides. Yeah, let's change sides. Excuse us while we are arranged. Want to try moving it? Make sure you're comfortable with it. Fine. Okay, very good.
Oops. I'm supposed to do it on here. Okay, this is different from what I did before. Okay.
Really? Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so I'm just going to jump into it. Let's start with give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for showing the way. Thank you, Lord, for leading by day. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
All hail King Jesus,
all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'll sing your praises. And I'll reign with you throughout eternity.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus.
He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer,
in him shall I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome healing this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome here in this place. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great God! Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
By his word, I have no fear in me.
By his word, Death cannot swallow me. By his word, I have prosperity. By his word, sickness can't dwell in me. By his word, I walk in victory. By his word, I've been set free. By his name, I have no fear in me. By his name, death cannot swallow me. By his name, I have prosperity. By his name, sickness can't dwell in me. By his name, I walk in victory. By his name, I've been set free. By his blood, I have no fear in me. By his blood, death cannot swallow me. By his blood, I have prosperity. By his blood, sickness can't dwell in me. By his blood, I walk in victory. By his blood, I've been set free.
We place you on the highest place,
for you are the great high priest.
We place you high above
us, and we come to you and worship at your feet.
God is my Redeemer,
and he heals me with reassuring love, and
overcoming,
redeeming love.
See his glory, see his glory,
see his glory come down. Praise his name, Jesus reigns. His glory come down, see his glory come down.
Again.
See his glory, see his glory, see his glory come down. Praise his name, Jesus reigns. See his glory come down. See his glory come down.
So everyone will take your communion elements. Take a moment to confess our sins, and then we'll begin. Thank you, Father, that on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We know that we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, those 39 stripes you took upon your body, Jesus. You did that for us, to pay the price for all healing, from all sickness, all disease, all infirmity, and all pain. You paid the price for all of it. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. And we are the healed of the Lord. And we boldly say so because we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And healing is a wonderful gift that you have given us, Jesus. And we accept it. We receive it. We just love you and praise you and thank you so much. What a wonderful, wonderful gift. Thank you, Jesus. We receive of your broken body in that great exchange of covenant that we receive all that you have for us. Fullness of manifestation of healing in our bodies, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are the healed of the Lord, and we boldly say so as we now partake together of your precious broken body. We receive our healing, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the cup of blessing, for the blood of Jesus Christ, for the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. And you poured out every drop of your blood. You gave up your life. You poured it out for us, and now you've made it available to us to partake of your life every single day. We renew our bodies in your life, your strength, your health, your everything. Lord, we look to you. You are our everything. We are nothing without you, but we are everything with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading and guiding us, for teaching us how to become overcomers, for leading us to live and not die and to be alive and remain when you return for us, Jesus. That is a goal we all desire. We want to be here, ready and waiting. And then, woof, whoosh, ha ha, what a day that will be. What a moment. And we are excited, Lord. And we look forward to that day and give you all praise, all glory, for together we shall accomplish it in your power. In your name, in your blood. Thank you, Jesus. We receive together now in great thanksgiving and remembrance. Our Jesus is wonderful. This service has now come to a conclusion. You can continue on with worship on your own tonight and every day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.